Is when usually when you hang out with a girl, there's usually three of them, right? Which you kind of encounter with your girlfriend and Lindsay Lohan and Jim Morrison that you took out on your tab. So you got the good-looking one, which you obviously had the date with. Then you have kind of the cute friend.
Yeah.
And then there's the whammy chick. The fat friend. That's kind of who I ended up with a lot back in the day. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend. She's the kind of girl all the other girls like. Can't find a man, but she's not a dyke. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's got a beautiful smile, lovely laugh, but she eats too much and weighs a deuce and a half. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. And come 9 o'clock, when the local boys get thirsty and they're drinking pretty heavily and they're busting at the seams, cut to the whammy chick and she's home getting ready, thinking tonight is the night she'll find the man of her dreams. But no dude in his right mind's looking for the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend who won't go away. All dudes got a fatty on the resume. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. But she's easy to love, hard to kiss. Half Italian, half rhinoceros. She's a whammy chick, a whammy chick, whammy chick, a whammy chick. And come 2 a.m. when the local boys get lonely and they're looking for loving out of their bloodshot eyes, knock on her door and tell her she's the one and only. But when they sober up in the morning, they realize they just slept with the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. Yeah, the fat friend has struck again. She's just big bone, 16 stone. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. Yeah, the fat friend starts crying again.
Big Show Me Love, everybody.
Show Me Love.
I said it right.
No, you didn't.
Got it, man.
No, you didn't.
Show Me Love. That's it. Big Show Me Love. The whammy chick is usually when you hang out with a girl, there's usually three of them, right? Which you kind of encounter with your girlfriend and Lindsay Lohan and Jim Mar-
Yo, monkey. It's me.
Can I put it up a little bit?
Loves Page. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. So and you, monkey, well, you, you're
perfect.
Listening to the Rob Valles Show. Oh, sorry. But you're listening to the Rob Valdez Show. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. The Rob Valdez. Fuck! Can't fucking get this guy's fucking name straight. What the fuck? Oh, wait a minute, I got it. The Rob Valdez Show! That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. If I still didn't get the name right, go fuck yourself.
Episode 437 of The Rob V Show. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Instagram, The Rob V Show. Twitter, Valivas82. Email me, robvradio@gmail.com. Rate and review the podcast anywhere you can find the podcast. There's like 50 places you can find it. The YouTube channel, rate and review it. Subscribe to it. Hit the bell there. All that fun stuff. Anyway, on the program now with me, Candy is in the house. What's up, girl?
Hey, how are you?
I think you're the first girl that's in the studio that can probably legitimately kick my ass.
Oh, we might have to do a scissor.
You know, we're going to talk about all this because I know girls to do it. This is like a foreign thing
oh,
to me.
Oh, cool. Oh,
it's,
yay.
It's a whole foreign thing to me.
I like being your first. Okay,
and
cool.
I was going through my memory bank, and I think I know where I know you from.
Ooh.
And you tell me if I'm wrong or not. But that popped into my head. I saw a photo of you, and the photo looked really familiar. So, but we'll talk about
okay.
it. I didn't want to tell you too much before the show started because they say don't leave everything in the green room. So if you have something you want to talk about,
uh-oh,
just save it. You got to save it for the show.
Okay, I'm super excited now.
Is what you got to do. So we start the show the same way. What have you been up to lately? So what have you been up to the last week? What's been going on in the world of candy?
What is going on in the world of candy? I am hosting some sessions here in Philly.
Okay.
So that's where I've been for the past couple of days. And yeah, just working on content and all that fun stuff.
Just working, pretty just much.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Is that where you live now? Is Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to try. I want to get all these questions. I got lots of questions for you.
Do you have my social security number too?
Yeah. What is that? What's your house number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So what have I been up to? Nothing much. Doing the show, working on stuff for the show. I had a Hanukkah dinner with all my Hanukkah friends this past weekend. And here's the funny part. So when I'm the only one out of all my friends, except for two other people that aren't married. Everybody else is married, kids.
Yeah.
I'm like cool Uncle Rob. I'm like the cool uncle, right? That's what I am, right? So we're at dinner. And of course, it always comes to me about who are you dating? Who are you, you know? And of course, the show comes up and who the hell Rob has on the show and Rob's crazy and all this kind of stuff. But anyway.
We know that.
Yeah. Trust me. Everybody knows that. If you listen to the show, I'm crazy. That's why I do the show. It's my therapy.
There you go.
So anyway, everyone's sitting around, and my friend's wife is from Russia. And we joked about this years ago, but it was just a joke. And everyone's like, you know, Rob, you should really do the mail order bride. They encourage me. Now, these are all the wives. These are like girls that like...
what I would want to do, but go ahead.
Went to like educated girls, like girls that would never pay attention to my show, but they do because it's me. But yeah, you should mail order bride. That was the topic of conversation. That's true. I do get the pick, but we had the goal was when I turned 35, we all were going to go to the Czech Republic and do a mail order bride draft.
Oh my God.
At least we could meet the girls. But now my friend's wife is like, no, just disorder fly her out like, and then see if you like her. I'm like,
and then you return her?
Yeah, if I don't like her. But they're like Rob, well, what you've been doing the last 39 years hasn't worked. I'm like, I don't think mail order bride is the way to go.
You know, I don't think it is. What I always thought was cool was Married at First Sight.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
shot.
My God.
See, I'm entirely too picky, and everybody knows this. If hell freezes over and I get married, there's only two women I would marry, either an Italian or a Southern Belle. That's it. There's no middle. There's I can have a side chick, maybe. I can have a side chick. I'm kidding.
No,
I would
come
never.
Back now.
Yeah. So those are only two. But I'm very like, everyone's like, you're so picky. I'm like, shouldn't you be?
You should be.
If you're going
to
get.
You don't want to settle.
Exactly. Oh, no. My friend Ari, he had the best line. So there's a girl they wanted to hook me up with. They sent me a picture. She's an okay looking girl. Not even close to my type. He's like, well, she's good enough. And me and my dad joke about it. And I was like, hey, Rob, this girl, everyone thinks that you should just get a girl that's good enough.
There's no such thing as good enough.
Exactly. I said, listen, 60% of marriages end in divorce. I said, a lot of my friends, not all of them, that are married, to me it seems like they're not having that much fun. And I was under the impression if you get married, you're marrying someone that's your best friend, that you have fun with all the time. Of course, not everything's going to be perfect. But everyone's like, well, you just need to get married. I'm like, no, I'd rather be alone by myself than married with no one.
Right. No, seriously. It's true.
I'm just saying.
Go on vacation first.
Yeah.
With that person to make sure you can stay a couple days.
Actually, my grandfather has the best advice. He was married to my grandmother for 68 years. Mm-hmm. And his philosophy is if you're going to marry someone, live with them for a year. Then you can see how they are. So that would be my philosophy.
And if you're still like, just make sure you have a separate room.
Yeah, exactly. Or just have separate beds like in Seinfeld. That's all you got to do. But that my grandfather always has a lot of good words to live by. That's just kind of the way he is. So anyway.
I love that.
So I found you. Everyone knows when they listen to the show. To book girls, I go through every avenue. I won't say where I found you. But I go through every avenue to find girls to come on the show.
It wasn't an actual avenue.
Well, I had to find you. I had to send you an email.
I know. How did you find me? And I'm like.
I found you on the web, we'll say.
Okay.
I found you on the web. I'm like, I'll send her an email. I don't know if she's going to get back to me. I'm like, she's hot. I'm like, she's got, well, actually, I said she's hot and she's got a great set of tits. So we'll see if she wants, to come on the show. And she got back. Oh, she wants to come on. This is fantastic.
I see the twins.
No, I'm hoping if I get her to finish that martini in between breaks, she can flash me in the green room. That's what I'm hoping for. Just keep pounding.
Well, you
them.
Watered it down with ice.
Do you know that whole thing's
That's,
vodka?
It really is.
That is not watered down. Trust me.
Okay. Well,
anyone
see.
That knows when I make martinis, that shit ain't watered down.
Mm.
You know what I'll do? I'll so just good. Give you the rest of
just
the bottle,
give me a bottle,
and I'll put a splash of olive juice in it.
I love it.
And when we come back, you have a straw with a bottle of Tito's.
That's
how's that sound?
How I do it.
See, my martinis, I do it with pickle juice. That's how I drink
Ooh,
my martinis.
I do like pickles.
Yeah,
I could try that.
Every girl likes a good pickle. Bang!
You walked right
into that one, folks.
I walked into, and it's kosher.
It's kosher. You walked completely into it. So yeah, so I found you on the interweb. That's how I found you. So a couple things that I have to get into.
Uh-oh.
So like,
there we go.
So the where can I get this? So there's you have your OnlyFans. You have your clips for sale.
Just started my clips.
And most of those scenes are for guys that are into muscle girls, correct?
They're not all geared. Like, I don't do all, just do lift and carry. There's people that want to see me do a lift and carry, you know. But there's stuff that if you don't like muscle girls, but you like sexy girls and want to see, you know what I mean? So, but I feel like, most guys, if they have a muscle fetish.
Which is foreign to me. Something like, I just think you're sexy when you're normal. The muscle thing does nothing for me. But then again, no fetish amazes me.
Only a dog want a bone.
That's true. But no fetish amazes me because I've seen everything. I've seen everything from there's girls I know that get paid to, and this is so out there and just weird to me, that get paid to do like during a crime scene. So like a girl would be like dead and someone would take photos and people pay for that. Like, to me,
that's a little weird. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird. You know, then there's, guys like to get pissed on and guys like to have their balls kicked and guys like that. There's a lot of
knockouts.
Yeah. See, there you go. And me, and I've said this on the show a million times, the most fetish I get is a girl in leggings gets me every time.
Oh, my gosh.
A girl. I came out with Rob V Show leggings. I just came out with those last week.
Flip-flops. I get that.
Flip-flops are kind of hot. But I'm basic. I like girls in hot lingerie. Like, I'm very simple. Like, hot lingerie. That's all that I need. You have lingerie underneath that?
I have a bra.
I'm going to have to inspect that bra between breaks. But yeah, I'm very simple. But there's a lot of, like I said, I've done 437 of these shows. And nothing surprises me anymore.
No, me either.
I'm just be open. Whatever you're into, whatever the hell it is, just whatever. It doesn't matter. Well, as long as you're not hurting anybody, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It
doesn't matter.
And I think that it helps, like, when you do, like, me, if you have a fetish or whatever, when you meet other people that are, you met a couple other guys that, like, knew me, whatever, or had seen my OnlyFans, and then you're like, oh, so it is normal. Because people, like, that are, I don't want to say, like, vanilla, but strictly, like, they don't know anything about the sexual world.
Yeah.
They think it's weird.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that whatever the fetish is, it's like, guys and girls could just be open because, I don't know, when I was growing up, I couldn't be open about who I was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So times change, which I like because, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. Yeah. But the girls in the business call me vanilla. I say this all the time.
Well, leggings is your excitement.
Yeah, well, it's not just that.
No,
it's that.
Just kidding.
No, that's fine. I don't care. Like, listen, I say this on the show. It should be sociably acceptable. If you're wearing leggings and your ass looks great, I should be able to slap it. But you can't do that in this day and age. You'd kind of get in trouble or punched in the face or something.
By who?
I'm just saying in general, if you're out in public and you just slap a girl's ass, it's probably not a good thing to do.
Depends on the girl.
Okay. Are you saying if I see you shopping at Wegmans, I can go over and slap your ass?
Is that a store in Philly?
Wegmans is, well, they're all over the East Coast. It's like a high-end grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my favorite. If everyone listens to the show, they know Rob's like this. I had my friend Gigi on, and she did a thing called cocking. I'm like, what's cocking, Gigi? They filmed just picking up random guys and banging them from Wegmans. Or not Wegmans, just the grocery store in general. So I said, I've never met those girls at Wegmans. I'd love to find them.
Where are those girls? Yeah.
I try to find them. Every time I go to Wegmans, I try to find those girls, but it just never happens at all. But but anyway, the girls in the business call me vanilla because, I don't know, this is how it started. So who the hell was it? Joanna Angel. No, was it Joanna Angel? Yeah, Joanna Angel. So I was at the AVNs in Vegas, and we were talking, and this is the first time I met. Now, I know a lot of girls in the business that are married, which is fine. But I said, can we talk about your marriage? She said, yeah. I said, how does that work? I want to know how that works because I got to be honest, I couldn't do it. She's like, what are you? What the hell does that mean? I'm like, listen, I have nothing wrong with the adult business. A lot of my friends in the adult business. But if Rob gets married, I don't want her doing any porn anymore. Now, granted, I would never give a girl that ultimatum.
You wouldn't want her doing
that. I would. Now, I would never give a girl like that ultimatum. I would just say if we got serious, I would like it if you didn't do that anymore.
And why is that?
Because no matter how you cut it, it's still a girl having, it's still you having sex with somebody else. You can tell me it's unemotional, but you're still having sex with somebody else.
Yes, but also there's different, like what if she's not having sex? Or what if she does masturbation? Or what if she uses your cock?
I wouldn't do that. I could. I'm too much of a pillar of the community that I can't. Some of the girls said, Rob, you should do a scene with us. I'm like, absolutely not. I run a baseball team. They wouldn't like that. People wouldn't like. Plus, no one would want to see me. The great Big Daddy Graham here in Philadelphia is a talk show host who I interned with and mentored under. He said, Rob, you have a face for radio, and that's the way I'm going to keep it. You don't want
you
me.
You have a great voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's why I stay. Well, even though this is streamed. But that I have, I'm behind a microphone.
And do you like my voice?
You have a good voice. Mm. I like it's that deep. Your voice almost sounds like Stifler's mom from American Pie.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
I might start calling you Stifler's mom. Everyone knows I have a thing for MILFs and cougars. I love them. Older girls are more fun.
You don't even know how old I am. You call me a cougar?
No, I think you're probably my age or older. Would be my guess. Of course, now I don't want to guess her age because if I guess the wrong number, she'll kick my ass.
39. No.
Well, no, I'm 39, and I would get you're probably older than me. You don't have to give me that number. But I love old women.
I am 40 fucking four and fabulous.
That's fantastic. No, I love girls in their 40s because you guys just don't give a fuck.
Well, you learn, too.
Don't care. You girls don't just want to bang when they're in their 40s. They just want to bang. I was at my job during the day. I was at my boss's house for a party, and this girl comes up to me, and I was probably in my early 30s, and she was in her late 40s. She's like, I've heard about you. You have that radio show where you just have these porn stars on, and you like older women. I'm like, and?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I would never hook up with you. 15 minutes later, I'm banging her upstairs.
Oh, my God. That's like in The Wedding Crashers.
Exactly.
She's like, do you like my titties? Yeah. Right?
The more a girl says she doesn't like you, that means she likes you.
Yeah, just like, remember, like, you know, the boys that make fun of you when you're in, like, fifth grade, they like you.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah, back to this is roundabout way.
I don't know about this picture, but go ahead.
Oh, no, we're going to get to that. It's called a tease in the radio business. So, are you not nervous anymore?
No, I'm...
See, you're perfectly calm.
Do you see how I'm so used to taking control?
Well, not on the Rob V show, you don't take control.
No.
I run everything on my
this
show.
Is gonna be
Rob
fun.
Takes control. This is Rob's world. What I say goes. Mm-hmm. That's how it happens. Now, I know you're probably like to be in control. Mm-hmm. I have some of the most famous porn stars in the world on the show, but they know when they come on the show, this is my zone. Good. Call me master. I like that. Yeah, call me master the rest of the show. It's kind of hot. Kind of not my thing, but the master thing kind of turns me on just a little bit. Just a tad. So how do I know you? How do I think I know you? And you can tell me if I'm wrong. And I won't say what picture it was on your Instagram, but I was just looking through your pictures, and there's a picture on there. Were you ever on Tinder?
No.
I could have sworn.
Wait, is that a dating app?
It's a dating app. I could have sworn I saw you on a dating app. The picture that I saw, I'm like, I know her.
Years ago, but
it could have been.
They didn't even have Tinder back then.
I could have either Tinder or
now
Match
I'm
or something.
Myself.
I thought I saw you.
Oh, I mean, yeah, maybe years ago. Yeah. But it
I
was
think
like.
If I show you the picture, would you remember if it was on your dating app or no?
Yeah.
Probably not. Hold on. Because that's where I think I know you from.
Yeah, but the,
but obviously I emailed
been,
her.
You would have been in your 20s.
Obviously, I emailed and she never got back to me, but that's okay. We'll let that slide. Now I have to go.
You're just gonna flash me the photo,
right? Yeah, I'm gonna show you the photo right now because I want you could tell me no, that's not the photo. But the photo that I saw, I was like, oh no, this is I think because I saw it somewhere else, but I won't say where I think I saw it. Hold on, it's here somewhere.
Well, if it's on Instagram, it's probably clean.
Yeah, no, it is clean. It's that photo.
No, that was taken actually in Vegas a couple weeks ago.
I don't know, because that photo looks familiar. I don't know where else I saw it.
I must have a twin.
That
was actually at...
When were you in Vegas?
When?
How long ago? Yeah.
God, I've been there like three times in the past couple months. It was like, oh my God, November 14th? Yeah, was the event. So,
we were in Vegas. Because I was in Vegas 3 weeks ago for the Eagles-Raiders game. That came out
that
probably
might
about 3 weeks
have
ago.
Been, yeah, it was November 14th. Was
wish I'd have known you then. You could have hung out with our shit show. So we rented out the pool at Caesars.
Was it like the Hangover?
Well, all my guys are professionals. So we had my buddy. So these calendars here, the Green Legion calendar. So my buddy Quimby, who
where's my picture?
Well, you haven't been in the calendar. Maybe I can get you in the calendar. But anyway, my buddy Quimby, he owns a company called the Green Legion. So if you're an Eagles fan, he does your hotel, your tailgate,
gotcha.
Your airfare,
okay.
Does all your parties, all the away games. So, and he came on and did the show with me. Then I set him up with his own show where he does stuff with the Philadelphia
my
Eagles.
Is writing up. Do you
okay. Care? I'm looking. Sorry. No one can see it, but I can.
What was that
see,
movie?
If, the way the camera is this way.
I know. I don't even
you don't
know
have
where the camera. Oh,
it's
there
right
it is.
There. But you don't have to uncross your legs because the camera's not there. But I can look at it. But anyway, so Quimby owns the Green Legion. So we were in Vegas and we took out, I don't know if you've ever been to Caesars before.
Yes.
But that whole pool, we rented it out. So we had 1,200 people. We did the radio show there with a couple former Eagles. God. It was a shit show. Well, leading up to that, I partied my ass off because I hadn't been away.
I want to say I was there, like, during that.
You may have been. Leading up to that, I was there 6 days before because I was supposed to go to Vegas last year. Obviously, got canceled. I'm like, fuck this. Rob's going all out.
Right.
So the first night I'm in Vegas. So behind me, that's Emily Addison. She was on the cover of Hustler 2 months ago.
Okay.
And Emily's one of my friends. I'm like, Emily, let's go out. She's like, okay. I'm like, you want me to? Because everyone knows, listen to the show. I love to. We're already taking a phone call. This is a record. I haven't even said. Hello, you're on here. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Hello. And they hung up. I guess they called and they didn't realize they were on the show. You know, when I put studio line, that means if you call, I take the phone call. Anyway.
Okay.
You can call back if you want to talk to us. 215-716-1108. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so anyway.
You were in.
So we're in Vegas. First night. So Emily, she's been on the cover Hustler. She's Penthouse Pet runner-up of the year. Emily's fucking awesome. All right, Em. Do you want to go out to dinner or you want me to cook? Because everyone knows that I can fucking cook my ass off because I can. She's like, come over to cook me dinner. I'm like, okay. I've told the story since then, but a long story short, we finished almost a handle of vodka. I was hammered. So that's the kind of...
Yeah, that I have.
Yeah, so that was the kind of week it was in Las Vegas. I was out with Hollis Thomas, who used to play for the Eagles. A couple other... Allure Jensen, who lives out in Vegas. A lot of the other porn stars that I know.
I figure out, even if it's later, like what the date was. So I just... Because I've been there so many times.
I'll tell you in a second. I should... Oh, so I have my credential from it.
When were we there? They have the date on here, October...
I think I should wear that around my neck right now.
That's not there.
So I look important.
How about my AVN red carpet credentials? Those are more important.
Okay, when the hell were they there? I should know this because I had the
By
date.
The way, I wear these sexy earrings for you. But, you know, so I just want you to make sure that you can still see them with my headphones on.
I can see them. Eagles, Raiders, when were we out there? Give me the date. October 24th. So it was like the 19th to 24th of October.
That's when we were I actually there. Think I was there for something else. Like, yeah.
See, if I would have met you before that, you could have hung out with us and seen a real shit show. Because it was a shit show.
If you would have met me, you would have hung out with me. Master.
The girls.
Power trip.
No, trust me. The girls I was with, if you like girls, you would have loved the girls I hung out with.
I
mean,
I would have had a
blast.
Emily
alone is hot enough.
She is.
You can Google Allure Jensen if you don't know who that is.
Okay.
Allure's like the second biggest MILF porn star in the world.
Damn.
I played a game with Allure. So we had our tailgate the night before the Eagles game. We were at a place called.
From Vegas or?
Allure's from Philly, but she lives in Vegas. Emily's from down south. She lives in Vegas.
Cool.
A lot of the porn stars either live in Vegas or L.A. Some of them live in Florida. But anyway, so we had the pep rally the night before at the place called Carnival Court, which is at Harrah's outside in Vegas. So Hollis Thomas played for the Eagles, one of my good friends, 15 years in the NFL. And a couple Irving Fry, another former Eagle, played for the Dolphins. So they're there. There's a couple hundred people. They're signing autographs, whatever. And I knew Allure was coming because Allure's a Philly girl. She's been on my show. We flew Allure out. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017, we flew her out for the parade.
Aww.
And we did the show, and it was a fucking just drunk shit show because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and we had Allure Jensen come in. So I'm like, Allure,
like a Super Bowl times two.
Oh, times like a million. It was insane. So Allure said... I said, Allure, we're in Philly. Come to the tailgate. So Allure comes. We're in a VIP section. Hollis is there. Irving Fryer's there. I said, let's play a game. Who's going to notice who more? The famous porn star Allure Jensen or Hollis Thomas? Now, in the beginning, in the beginning, it was more Hollis because it was all people from Philadelphia.
Right.
But then as it went on, I loved doing this. People would walk by.
Great.
People would walk by and stop. And they'd look. Walk by and stop and look. And finally, they'd go... Excuse me, is that Allure Jensen? It's like, it is. Then they come over and want to take selfies with Allure. I said, Allure, do me a favor, because Allure has like 4 million friends on Instagram. I said, I just want to test something. She's like, what? I'm like, take a video of us, tag me. I just want to see how quick it gets viewed. She's like, okay. So she takes the video, whatever. Within a minute, it had 10,000 views.
Oh, my gosh.
Within 2 minutes, it had 50,000.
I'll see her Instagram.
Had 50,000 views. It's just amazing.
That's so cool.
It's amazing social media.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It's crazy.
And you don't even know who views it.
No. But anyway, so we had all those girls out. We just got drunk with them. That's pretty.
Like a good time to me.
We were at one bar. It's called Jada's Wine Bar at Caesars. I'm already going to have to take a break. I need another martini.
I love Caesars.
Caesars was fine. I only went there because I had comps. so I didn't have to pay for any rooms.
No,
rooms
I'm going with you next time I go to Vegas.
Okay. Listen, as long as I can pick the outfits out you're going to wear,
go.
I'm in.
There's actually a Hustler store that I went to.
I did see that there. Yeah. So, stayed at Caesars, which was great, and then I lost. I hate it when I lose my train of thought. This is why I need an intern. Then they can poke me, go, Rob, you meant to talk about this. This is what we were going to talk about, but that's besides the point. So Vegas was a good time.
I know, Rob. Is this all about you?
Yes. That's why it's called the Rob V Show. That's all. It's always about me. Thank you. You're picking up. Listen, you're gorgeous. You're hot. But
it's not the candy show.
Everyone's, it's not. Candy's just moonlighting on the Rob V Show. Hopefully you'll come back and I won't get a restraining
candy,
order in Mason.
Candy's just a little Christmas ornament on
No,
your chair.
I like when Candy has to switch her legs because I can see what kind of underwear she's wearing.
I'm like,
sorry. That's the perks of the job, Candy.
You know. I know. My ass is so hard that like I have to like switch sides.
No, I said, you know, wearing leggings, but you have a hot dress on. Am I allowed to slap your ass? Is that sociably acceptable?
I think so.
Okay. I'm gonna, when I make your second drink, we're going to find that out. Then if we come back and I have a black eye, everyone's like, well, Candy was really full of shit.
I actually think I have, maybe it went away. I had a bruise here the other day from doing some wrestling at school.
Oh, a lot of girls do a lot of those videos, a lot of the wrestling videos. Again, not my thing, but
I do more fantasy and like than competitive.
Okay.
A lot of you have to know exactly. I started taking Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
So I could be better just at my sessions, but like I'm not going for a belt or anything like that. But you have to know what you're doing because somebody could hurt me if they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and vice versa. So I always make sure that we just kind of like play around if I'm with one of my girlfriends.
Just playing around. You don't want to hurt anybody.
No, you just tap out. Okay. See, I was afraid at first. I'd be like, oh my God, I don't want to get hurt. You just tap out. So if I squeeze my legs around your head.
Is it like a magic word to like stop?
No, it's.
Do you watch Seinfeld at all?
No.
Oh.
Actually, no. I don't like Seinfeld.
Seriously.
No, I'm joking.
Seriously,
I like Seinfeld.
Okay, I was going to say, if you don't like Seinfeld, get out of it right
I,
now.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I'm a Friends girl.
I could never get into Friends. But back to a key word, Jerry and George, there's a Seinfeld episode, and George was trying to replace a cassette in a somebody's voice. What the hell is this thing called? Not a voice machine. What were they called? Answering machine.
Yeah, answering machine.
Had to switch a tape out because he left a message. So he brought Jerry up to this girl's apartment. He's like, what's going to be the key? What's the word? What's the secret word? He's like,
like the safe word.
Yeah, what's the safe word? Tippy toe. So maybe you had like, you could say like tippy toe. Tippy toe, tippy toe.
I should do that and make somebody, because that's kind of
like. You have to say tippy toe if it's too much pain for you.
Right, but that's not like a masculine thing, right? So
it's still funny though.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So I should make somebody say tippy toe.
Yeah, tippy toe, tippy toe. That's what I'm just saying. You should put that out there.
I love that.
So we're going to take a break in a minute, but before we do that, how did you? So were you like a bodybuilder before everything? Were you a fitness person? Were you kind of explain that whole situation?
So I was always into bodybuilding. I worked in the fitness industry, and I actually started as a competitive dancer, so I loved being on stage. This is actually going to kind of bring you, we can even talk about it, continue after the break, but to where I am now. But so I remember I had my first dance recital. Actually, one of my dance recitals, my top came off. I swear to God. I swear.
Is this before or after the fake boobs?
Oh, I was like 10. But I think I liked it.
Okay.
No, but
all right.
So I was scared shitless to get on stage, right? It was my first time. I was really young. The second I got off stage, I said, I cannot wait to go back on stage.
Okay.
So I did competitive dancing, and then I got into fitness, and I was an instructor, and I taught a lot of fitness classes. So I'm not shy, you know?
I can tell you're not shy.
And then... just at the right timing, I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do a show. So I did two physique shows, and I won both. So I never went for my pro card because it's really taxing on the mind and the body. So yeah. I was just happy with winning first place.
Yeah.
And then I did powerlifting.
Okay.
Won that. And then we can pick it up whenever you want. But during quarantine... you know, and you never like forget, like you said, your grandfather, or whatever, you never forget. Someone said to me, when quarantine like was about to happen, they were like about themselves. And it was a guy friend of mine from the gym. And he was like, oh, maybe I should start an OnlyFans. And I was like, what's that?
So it's only been 2 years you've been doing all this stuff. Really? Oh, this is good.
Yep. And I said, what's that? And I listened to, I mean, I did, so like, I want to say I'm kind of like a connoisseur of a lot of these camming sites. And
yeah.
I've tried, like, I had, so we all had so much fucking time in the world, right? But what I do now is just a combination of, I love to perform.
Yeah.
So even if I'm doing role playing, acting,
and I'm your master, remember. You have to listen to me the rest of the show, another 40 minutes.
I left my handcuffs at the back of my hotel room.
This is Rob's room, remember. Remember, you called me
master. This is the red room. This is the Rob room.
Yeah, you called me master.
Yes, master.
Yeah, we're going to keep this up in between the break. We're going to role play in between the break.
I think we should.
You think
see who wins.
We're going to role play. You think
where
I'm kidding?
That I'm going to pour some more.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to role play. We're going to take a 5 minute break.
If he doesn't, if I'm in that chair,
you'd have to do a lot.
When we come back,
no one has sat in this chair. You would have to do a lot to sit in this chair. Mm. You'd have to do a lot to sit in this chair. I'm just going to put that out there. Same.
Have you met me?
No, I haven't. But again, to get in this chair, you'd have to really knock my socks off to get in this chair. Just going to put that out there. All if you want to sit in the chair, you know, we can work out a side deal or something.
I love it.
Okay.
I love a challenge.
Listen, challenge is my middle name.
I love a challenge. I don't like to lose.
Although you don't have any lingerie with you to wear, so you can't really turn me on at all. Oh, we're fucked. What are we going to do?
I have to stretch out my hamstring.
Yeah. In order to turn me on, I'm gonna have to start making.
I should wear leggings. Should I wear my leggings?
Leggings would work. Or in the middle of me making your drink, when I turn off, suddenly your top's off. Then that might turn me on slightly. Just gonna put that out.
Bring
there.
It.
I'm gonna hold you to that one,
master.
We gonna turn this into a show and tell show? Am I allowed to touch and show and tell? Is that what am I allowed to do?
The no-tell motel.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get to your quarantine.
You get my whole quarantine.
Your home quarantine, OnlyFans, the whole nine yards. Also, the other thing I do on the show is you're going to get a little education today.
Ooh.
Every show I do, what happened on this day? So you're going to find out interesting things that happen on this day.
What's the actual date?
Today is September, December 6th.
September.
So again, my mentor.
December 6th?
December 6th. My mentor, Big Daddy Graham, who was the overnight host at WIP, which is the biggest sports talk show station in the country, and they actually started sports talk radio.
Oh, yeah.
My segment on the show was what happened on this day. That was my big break.
I love it.
So Big Daddy passed away 2 months ago.
Oh.
So there's two things I have on the show in honor of him. One, what happened on this day, because that was my segment. The other one is snack of the night. I'm not going to do that tonight, but one of his bits was snack of the night. I was in charge of getting the snack. So we were on from 1 to 6 in the morning. So I had to go find a snack somewhere in the city.
Oh my God, 1 to 6.
1 to 6 in the morning.
Wow.
So we had all the overnight workers, all the dancers, all the bartenders, the strippers.
The strippers would
come on the show.
Yep.
That's kind of where I got the idea to do my show. And I said, wait a second. What if I just cut out the sports? I do a whole show based on my life with hot women on every night. That's a show.
Who's better than you?
That's a good point. See, you're picking up again. See, she's
you put on some music, I might give you my little...
She's role-playing. She is. I like that.
No,
a little dance. You're not role playing?
No. Nope.
You're really into it right now? Are you good at lap dances?
You don't listen and you will get punished.
What?
Ooh. I told you that I started out as a dancer.
No, incorrect. It's different. It's different. You said you were a competitive dancer. Competitive dancer is different than lap dancing.
So I did tap, jazz, ballet.
Yeah, but
maybe...
that's different than... You didn't say, by the way, I stripped too.
Well, no, actually, that's one thing that I would...
You zip it over there. You're going to get a spanking.
Zip it. I am going to get a spanking. You're going to get a spanking.
Okay.
I do love to dance. Okay, I think we're having too much fun. We need to
That's break. The point. We're going to take a break, play a little J.D. Clark. Jay, I got to get you on the show. By the way, J.D., we've talked about this. We got to get you and G. Love and Chuck Treese and Jess Margera. The theme song needs to be updated. We haven't had a new theme song in 5 years. Jay, we got to talk. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com with Candy right after this.
Just one look at you and then I know it's true. This love that you give to me is revolutionary. got a face that could launch a million ships, mind that could quiver 10 billion lips, a stand so powerful you are ready to rise up and rock this world. You are deadly, but all of that love probably sent from high up above. You are mine right here in front of me, knowing I am so very lucky to have found you, have you into my life. Together we could battle the pain and the strife and grow old and proud of what we have done, spreading our love in this revolution. It's a war, yeah, evil versus good, global and ancient, yet right in your hood. We must rise up together as one, crush Illuminati, new world order done. Psychic vampire, all my energy drain. It's a knowing what the life's all about. No matter how bad it can, we can work it out. Cause no doubt some others have it worse than you. Don't believe me? Well, I met quite a few who are happy just to have some food and clothes on their back so they're not nude. And I know. Mind that could quiver 10 billion lips, stand so powerful. You are ready to rise up and rock this world. You are deadly, but all of our love probably sent from high up above. You are mine right here in front of me, knowing I am so very lucky to have found you, have you into my life. Together we could battle the pain and the strife and grow old and proud. What we have done, spreading our love in this revolution. It's a war, yeah. Evil versus good. Global in ancient, get right in your hood. We must rise up together as one. Crush Illuminati, new world order done. I said, crush Illuminati, new world order done. Crush Illuminati, new world order done. I said, crush Illuminati, new world order done. Crush Illuminati, new world order done.
It took me 10 years to get to know all these people. Yeah, yeah, also, you look better than I do.
Fire!
Yeah.
Let the breeze just clear my mind. Being tired in my rippy. Back then they tried to diss me. Now my swag is on 150 and I still reside in Philly. If you want me, come and get me. There's one thing that you got to know. No, I'm not your average Joe. So take a look in my soul coat. Ice all over the road. Whoa, can't stop, got to go. Go, the movement's gotta get told. So I am seeing the world slow. Mo, cruising out of control. I'm unique, there is only one eye. Cyclops, can you see me? No, Vadim, but they cop when I drop. I watch friends scramble like eggs. I hop and they pray that I pop, but I won't stop till I drop. And that's word on my pop. May the Lord bless his soul, but I still gotta spit that heat in the world that's so cold. So I let my wheels roll through the darkness of the night. Can you see me? Can you see me? I'm the only thing in sight because I'm
riding through the city with my high beams on. And I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. And I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. And I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on.
A mile in my shoes, putting miles on my car. Got my high beams on, look like I'm riding on a star. Twinkle, twinkle, make a wish. I'm surviving and it's hard. They look to me to make a dish. If I ain't striving, then they starve cheese. I gotta get it on the camera and the mic. Only got one chance to nail it, so I'm hammering the mic. Instigation and the hating helps me manage what I write. My only other inspiration is the damage in my life. Get your visine on, words to Stevie, they can't see me. Get your widescreen on when you see me on your TV. Close your eyes, dream on. Wide awake, I'm seeing visions. Gotta make my face decision while they wait on their permission. I'm in here, no neck, shampoo, no sweat. I just shed blood and tears over the years. So stressed that I'm shedding all my hair. It's my career, no rest, no fear. When you feel that rhythm pumping your chest, go hard while they lounge, hard for the crown, hard with the sound. So they calling me now, and I look for them. They can hardly be found. It was all going down, they all in a pound. Pounds and tweet, cause I'm all over now, all over town, all over sound. Scan, I will march to the ground, shake, history marking me down. Great. I'm a legend, that is nothing to debate. We pop bottles, celebrate, because our struggles can relate. Used to treat me like a ghost and name, pay me no mind. You can't see me when I coach, cause everybody goes blind. I be
riding through the city with my high beams on. I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on.
I be
riding through the city with my high beams on.
And I be
hey. Jeff Margera from CKY, and you're listening to The Rob V Show.
Get ready. Here it comes.
And we're back on the Rob V Show. Sorry, I had to start and restop because the video wasn't cooperating with me. But we're back on the Rob V Show.
Hello.
Candy's here. Now, we're going to get back into how you suddenly... I shouldn't have that feed on. How you suddenly got into OnlyFans and all that kind of stuff. But before we do that, you're going to get some education tonight.
What you're on this day.
On this day.
But next year, on this day, Candy was on this show.
Was on the Rob V Show. So you're going to learn some things. So we're going to go all the way. We're going to start at 1768. The first edition of Encyclopedia Britannica was published in Scotland. So you're already learning things today.
Encyclopedia.
I remember the commercial. 1790, Congress meets Philadelphia, the new temporary U.S. capital. It should still be the capital, but that's a whole other issue. 1849, Harry Tubman escapes from slavery in Maryland. 1865, the 13th Amendment is ratified as abolishing slavery. 1873, the first international football game, they really mean soccer in the U.S., Yale 2, Eton 1, Eton from England, Yale won the game. 1877, first sound recording made by Thomas Edison, that's important for this show, back in 1877. See, I got all my copious
Look
notes
at
here.
That.
That's how I do.
Very, very professional.
You
know,
you got to be somewhat professional. 1923, first presidential address broadcast on radio, President Calvin Coolidge. 1925, no, I don't care about that. 1941, New York City Council agrees to build, no, I don't care about that either. Oh, that's my, I got my highlight running through my notes here. Here we go. 1956, Nelson Mandela and 156 others arrested for political activities in South Africa. 1973, the National League votes to move the San Diego Padres to Washington, D.C., which never happened. 1980, Jim Baker rapes Jessica Hahn. That was like a huge deal in the 80s. If you ever listen to the Howard Stern show, Jessica Hahn came on Howard. She was like a repeating guest all the time. So I don't know if this is when it happened or this is when Jessica Hahn went on Howard's show. I think it's when it happened.
I used to watch that.
I used to love Howard until about the last 15 years and the fucker sold out, but that's a whole other issue. 1968, 56 Heisman Trophy winners awarded. Vinny Testaverde from Miami wins it. 1988. No, I don't care about that. 1990, NHL grants conditional membership to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who go on to win two Stanley Cups, and the Flyers still haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1974, and they just fired their coach today, but I'm not going to sit here and bore you with sports because I'd lose my fucking mind. Anyway, so back to Candy. So during the pandemic,
yes,
which I don't even fucking care about, but during the pandemic, you decide to start doing OnlyFans and stuff? You just clicks in your head?
Yeah, well, like I said, someone said to me, I should do an OnlyFans. He said, like, he should do an OnlyFans. And I was like, what's that? I didn't really know what it was. So I literally went out and I got, like, all the camming shit and all the, you know, whatever I needed. I did a lot of research and, well, so I started OnlyFans. But again, if nobody knows who I am, how the fuck are they going to find me on OnlyFans, right?
Social media.
True, but sometimes you want to protect yourself from social media.
Okay.
So, I'm smart. So, well, so
let's not go crazy.
Let's not get that crazy. So I then tried a couple webcamming sites. I need it to be, I'm pretty tech savvy, but a couple of them weren't user friendly. Should I say, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you want me to say names or?
Say whatever you want, whatever floats your boat, whatever you want to say.
So, I was on Bonga Cams and, I did do Chatterbait. And
I might have an announcement about Chatterbait next week, but I can't say what it is, but keep going.
Ooh, okay. So, from there, so I really didn't know how it worked. And, you know, someone came on there and said, you should go on. They messaged me and they said, you should go on her bicep scan because that's more for bodybuilders.
Okay.
So, all right. So I check it out. So like on the other ones, you can be, nude in free chat.
Yeah.
And somebody could just sit there. Right.
Exactly.
So on HBC, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, all right, let me check this out. And how do I work it? And I'm like topless. Cause I'm like, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not thinking of like other countries that are like awake or whatever. And, it was kind of cool because I got like 5 million people. No, not 5 million people were like pulling me into a private session, but you cannot be, nude in the free chat.
No free. See, I have to learn about how all this works.
So people have to bring you into like a private chat.
Okay.
And which is better for the girls because why am I going to,
can you do them more than one person in a private chat?
So that would be on this particular site. It would be called the Fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, they're still paying a little bit to get, you know, but you're, yeah, they have to pay.
Yeah.
And, but then if it's private, it's just you and that person.
Yeah.
So after that, you're able to, you know, put your links now. People are starting to follow me. People know my name.
Yeah.
So now they're letting you put your links on to your webcamming site.
Correct.
So that's kind of how that started. And then I had someone from there ask me if I did muscle worship sessions. And I hadn't before. And I was a little bit nervous because I wasn't sure, you know, you're meeting people, but it's very safe if you get, you know, a reference and everything. And it's, there's no turning back. This is the best. I love it.
You love doing it.
I love doing it.
See, I'm trying, do you know, so.
And there's different types.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes, like I said, it could be just wrestling, or it could be bondage, or foot fetish.
One of my friends in Philly, this is bugging me because I have to find the girl. So the sessions, we were going to talk about this. Do you know a lot of the girls in that world? Because there's a girl that I know that's from here that's in it, and I don't know what her name is. I know what her real name is,
no,
but
I don't know what her name is.
I don't know what her name is on Instagram because I had her on the show 7 years ago.
Okay,
before she did the sessions. And part of me, you may take this in the wrong way, she was a fucking 10 before. And then she completely got into bodybuilding, and I you're sexy.
Well,
but
yeah,
she lost all her boobs. They're not there. I'm like, you lost all your tits.
Yeah. That happened to me, though, too.
That's cool, and I like big tits. Is that wrong? Is there something wrong with that?
That happened to me, though, too. But, yeah, so there's a whole, you know, there's a ton of different fetishes.
Yeah.
But I... Actually, I always said that I should do like a I would love to do a podcast or something where it's like teaching girls that want to get into OnlyFans or, you know, how to actually do it and do it the right way. Not the right way, but like not have, you know, make money off of it and have people have fans and, you know, because there's so much competition out there.
Oh, there is. I've been to the AVNs, the adult film awards. I've been to Exotica, and when I see, like, again, I don't know how much you know the adult business or porn stars, but like Allure Jensen, Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, girls that I know, the amount of fanfare they get at these things is insane. It's just like 100 people deep in the line all day to sign to sign stuff for them. It's insane. I mean, that's how I promote the show. You know, I will politely call Brandy, like, Brandy, I need you to promote the show for me. Can you post a picture wearing your Rob V Show leggings, which I'm still waiting for, Brandy,
Wait
by
a
the
minute.
Way.
There, yes. Are there leggings that I don't
I
have?
I just came out with them a week ago. But I've only there's only been five out so far.
Okay.
But see, they were all for specific five girls.
I actually almost brought you a Candyland t-shirt.
Oh, okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So there's the Rob V Show tank tops, which are on back order right now, which I'm pissed at. But the girls will wear the tank tops for me and then just take a picture, and that's how I promote the show. So when you have girls that have 5 and 10 million Instagram followers, that helps promote your podcast because I'm so charming.
You are very yes, right. Master.
I'm charming. See, I like that. I like this whole master thing. this is working really well. So you decide to do OnlyFans.
Yes.
You just said, you know what, she's hitting shit over there.
Breaking okay. ship. So let's go back. So I decided to do my OnlyFans and I went under my real name, and then remember we were talking about like vanilla people and like people that not vanilla people, but people that don't people that like have nothing else better to do with their lives and worry about what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, they're like, oh, you know, she has an OnlyFans. Okay. Yeah. So what? So I changed my name to Candy.
Yeah.
Because it's really Candace.
Oh, everybody knows your real name now, folks. You want to tell me your last name and your middle? What's your social security number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Amazing. I have the same combination on my luggage.
And so I got a lot of fans when I posted on my personal Facebook and Instagram.
Of course. I'd pay to see your tits.
Because they were like, oh, my gosh. Now, like, let me see your nude. But... Hurrah, hurrah. But then I was like, fuck. Okay, so, you know, you're able, which is actually cool, to like block certain areas.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, now, you know, I had all these followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Which I got banned from.
Good job.
I got banned.
Good job.
Because I always violate.
The rules. You shouldn't be on TikTok, first of all, because China, it's a China-owned company.
Well, I'm not on there anymore.
So I would want nothing to do with TikTok.
I'm not on there anymore.
That's good.
So, So I had like a ton of followers, but I'm like, all right. So, back then I gave a shit. So I blocked my area and now.
Oh, so you can block like where you're from on there?
You can block certain states if you want to.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. I won't block PA for you.
That's all right. I've been, blocked on so many social media accounts by girls. There's currently, I won't say her name. You know what? I don't care.
No.
This is the Rob V Show. I say whatever
right.
I want. So, Nadia White, who's a big time porn star. Me and Nadia were friends. Nadia was awesome. She lived in Philly, came on the show all the time. Awesome girl. She moves to Key West because she was in a horrible relationship, had to get out of it, moves to Key West, meets this douchebag. And I emphasize douchebag with about 15 exclamation points because this guy's an asshole. And I really don't care if he hears it, posts it. I really don't give a fuck. So she goes down to Key West, and I think they're engaged or married or whatever they are. And this guy can't stand me. This guy is like, no one listens to your show.
Like George can't stand you.
No. He,
See?
No.
I like
yeah, that's
fell,
good,
but go ahead.
Trust me, George Costanza is
way
you. Cooler than this guy.
Go ahead.
So this guy DMs me. I don't know why you're contacting my fiance. She doesn't like you, bub. And I know this isn't Nadia saying this. This is him saying this. I'm like, wait a second. She came on my show like 10 times, and I've hung out with her a million times in the city. But now since you have a controlling douchebag fiance, husband, boyfriend, whatever, she's now blocked me on Instagram. Funny enough, and I won't say who it is, a girl I was going to have come down from New York City last week, pretty well-known porn star, she didn't get back to me. She said she was going to come in, never got back to me. Listen, if you say you're going to come in, but then you call me, hey, Rob, something came up, I'm busy, whatever, that's fine. She never got back to me. Well, I then found out she shot with Nadia and her husband. So I would bet dollars to donuts that she said, hey, I'm going to do Rob's show, and not Nadia, but her douchebag fiance. And I would say this just because, yes, you're a douchebag, and more people listen to my podcast and download your shit, asshole. And yes, I put that in print right there. You're an asshole. Told her not to come down and do the show. But yeah, so I've been blocked on Instagram. That was my roundabout way. I haven't talked about it on the show, but this is why this is my therapy
session.
Great,
thanks. Thanks for talking about it on my show.
It's the Rob V Show. Fuck
so
it.
Let's get back to.
Yo, I got you for another 15 minutes. Well, you said you got, you know, I got you slotted for a time. You know, I don't want to fuck your schedule up. You got, you know, you got shit to do around here.
So, yeah, what are your questions? What do you want to know,
what
Rob
do I,
V?
Well, don't tell me what I want to know. I come out with the questions. See, I'm really.
This is great. I don't I love the fact that we're like we're fighting for the power.
Well, no, I always have the power. This is the Rob V show. What I say goes. This is what happens on the program.
Don't tempt me because I will get up and get behind that fucking
I have mace
mic.
Somewhere under in my
so
drawer.
Do
I have mace.
I don't
if
need
you
mace.
If you come and then the police come, Rob, what happened? She attacked me. Yeah, right, sure. She attacked you. Tell us another yarn. The police would love it.
I don't need mace. I got my legs.
I would say no, your tits do it for me. Oh, and okay. She's got a nice ass too, folks.
But I can't, you know, I can't choke you out with my tits.
No, I don't want to get choked out. She tried to do it during the break, but I didn't want that to happen. So you're doing a lot of clips for sale. So do you watch a lot of porn in your spare time?
I
no?
do.
Okay, is there any... okay, well, this will lead me to my question. Is there any girls you like? Like, when you watch porn, is there like, oh, I think this girl's hot. I want to watch this girl. This is what I want to watch.
I watch Girl Girl and Threesomes.
Okay. Is there any girls you like?
I don't really.
No?
Well, I don't really know a lot of their names.
Okay.
Like on the sites.
We're going to Google some and see if anyone. Do you like MILFs? Do you look when you watch the Girl Girl stuff?
I like thicker brunettes.
Well, she is not a brunette. She's a blonde, but she's definitely thicker. We'll see if I show you. This let me show if
thicker
I can
than a snicker.
Where's so one of her glam photos that I have to show here? No, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. No. Why am
do
I
do you think
DMs?
A lot of girls watch porn?
Yes.
Do you think a lot
I don't know. Does she people? Does she ring a bell to you?
For fuck's sake, I don't have my glasses
oh, you can't
on.
See it? You can't see it
no,
there?
I can't fucking see.
No. When you get a chance, Google Lord Jensen and Brandy Love.
I will.
Google them. They're the two biggest.
Well,
like,
show me their both photos.
Well, I just showed you Allure. Now I'll show you Brandy, who is a doll, and I love her to death.
Rules.
Huh?
Am I breaking the
rules? No, you're not breaking the rules. You're allowed to get up. That's okay. Let's see. Where's a good picture of Brandy? There's Brandy. Brandy's 40. I won't say how old she is.
She's sexy.
Of course. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's very sexy. I love her. I love how I'm doing the show. What is she DMing me for? I get random people. You know, again, everyone knows I'm doing the show. People need to text me and DM when I'm doing the show. They love
maybe
doing.
Maybe they're
this.
DMing. Who is that girl that's on your fucking?
Yeah, who's that show?
Yeah,
yeah. I've always talked about
producing
an adult film because I like the whole. You got to have a rule. Like I can't go. They call it Gonzo. Where you just go right into the fucking. I need a storyline.
Did you not? Did you, I guess you don't.
No, I've seen your stuff. Oh, no, I did my research. But I need a storyline like, you know, it's my friend's hot mom and my friend's not there and they talk and then they have sex. I can't just go right into they're having sex. But here's the other problem.
But see, that's the difference. Me, I like fast forward until like boom.
Yeah, I need to see what they're wearing. Those things are very important to me. But the other thing is that the problem I have is, and I've told all the girls this, is that once I get to know a girl and I'm friendly with them, I can no longer watch their shit because it's extremely weird.
That's so funny.
Like, I can't, like, I know what they do and that's fine. But when I can call them and just shoot the shit with them, if they're in
right.
Philly, we hang out. It's weird for me to see them having sex on film. And some of the girls, like Brandy Love, who I love to death, who's like the biggest MILF porn star in the world. Brandy says the same thing. Rob, it should be hot. You know me.
Yeah,
like, you can call me on the phone. Like, Brandy, you know how I am. Like, I don't want to see you having sex with another guy. Now, with another girl, that's hot. You with another guy, huge turnoff. And she knows that, but she says in her words, Rob, you're a pussy. That's
well,
what she calls
I don't
me.
Know her, so I can see her.
Google Brandy Love. You'll have fun.
Yeah, I definitely will.
You will definitely have fun with Brandy Love. So you're doing the OnlyFans. You're doing the clips for sale. How long till you started? Like, listen, I'm going to push the envelope a little bit more. Because you have done some blowjobs on camera. You have had sex on camera. How long till that started happening?
What do you mean, how long?
Like, so you did the OnlyFans. Did you already have it in your head you were going to fuck on film?
No. So okay. I only have one person that is on my
okay.
film for
yeah.
a male.
Yeah.
But
I mean, was that in your head you were going to do that?
No. You know okay. what? I said I... Here's the thing.
Okay.
Ladies, if you're listening, I said I would never go topless.
Yeah.
I said I would never do videos.
With tits like that, you better go topless.
It's just, if it's in you, it's in you.
Yeah.
But everybody has their limits. Or, you know, what? Or no, they're what they'll do, you know?
Yeah.
But
what's your limit?
So I do sexual videos with one person.
So no gang bang, no gang bangs in your future.
No.
No threesomes in your future.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. That, okay.
The threesome,
maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
Full out sex is just what I do with girls. So
okay.
If everybody likes girl.
Listen, I can't say what it is because it's not official yet, but the Rob V Show will be on a streaming service soon, and it'll still be the Rob V Show, but once or twice a month, we might have girls on a streaming service where there's no rules. And those girls can do whatever they want to do.
I do masturbation videos.
Okay.
So a lot of guys are, you know, they don't know what a bodybuilder clit looks like, and they always want to find out. So.
Well, so this is interesting. So why is a bodybuilder clit different than a normal clit? Is there a reason for it? Is it because you lift a lot? Because you're active? I'm asking these things. I'm interested.
I don't really know, and I'm going to pass on that question.
Okay. Well, no. Is that most body? Okay. Let me rephrase this. Most girls that are bodybuilders, do they have the same looking clits?
Well, you know, there are different. Don't you know, like, the difference between a muscle and oyster and a clam?
Yeah. So do you think it's because you work out so much, it's different?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I'm asking. I don't know these things. That's why I'm asking these questions. This is a whole new world for me. It's not like, you know, I had one of my stripper friends come from Delilah's, which is the gentleman's club in Philly. We're talking about dancing. It's a whole different world for me.
But you still didn't play any music.
Here's the problem. Here's why I can't play music. Well, music that you could dance to. Because most of it's copyrighted.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
But, hold on. Let me see. Arson, who's one of my friends from North Philly, who's a big hip-hop guy. Do you dance to hip-hop stuff?
Give me a beat.
Well, we'll see if we can go to Arson here. We'll go to my... And I got to talk to you, Arson. We got to get a new theme song, and I got to pay you.
I think we have a few more minutes. We can take some phone calls.
If you want to call 215-716-1108. See, I don't know if you can dance to this. But this is my buddy Arson from the bottom in North Philly. Arson will like that I'm playing this. Now I just want to hear Arson's song because I love this song. Big fan of this song. He shot it in Philly and Los Angeles, this video. Yeah, you're a good dancer. No question. There we go. We got to get Arson back in here.
I give you the sizzle, not the steak.
I like that. Oh, look at you.
Damn, Candy.
I had Arson on my show. So I had a studio in Northeast Philly, which is like 20 minutes from here. It's the edge of the city. So Northeast is like, it's part of the city, but it's like, it's not really part of the city. But it is. It's Northeast Philly. So Arson came on the show. He brought like 20 people with him into the studio. I had no room in the studio.
I think he needs to come here, play that song, and let me dance.
Okay. Well, I got to talk to him. I got to schedule these people to come in. They're very busy people. But I said, Arson, listen, there's a really hot girl with really big tits that wants to dance to your shit. He'll be like, I'm in. I'm dope. Trust me.
Let's go.
Arson, I got to get you back on the show soon. But trust me, he'll be 100% in. And I got to talk to him, JD and G-Love and Jess and Chuck Treese. We got to make the new theme song. And Arson, we need a Philly vibe theme song. If I could get them together, we'd be talking. So anyway, so this is all interesting stuff. And I could have you here for 4 more hours.
I know.
I could.
I have to come back.
Okay, close to the microphone. When's the next time you'll be in the Philadelphia area, you don't know?
Well, I'm going to say 2022, but that's like in a month.
Yeah, it's in a month. Sometime in 2022.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's not that far for me, and I have a lot of fans out here, so.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. No, it's been a great trip, great tour, And yeah, I like Philly.
Oh, back to the I think I started to talk about this and I did. So my buddy owns a company. It's called Feats of Philly. So he, and I think he still does it. He has an undisclosed location in Philadelphia where guys pay to come worship girls' feet. And he makes the girls and him make a killing. He asked me to come. I'm like, listen, John, listen, I love hot girls, but just the feet thing isn't my thing. No, you just come hang out at the bar. I'm like, okay, well, if that's what you want me to do.
Yeah, foot fetish, you're either in or you're out. You know what I mean?
I guess technically I have a foot fetish, I guess, because I like girls in Uggs. I like girls in heels. But it's not like, I just liked what they when they wear that.
Yeah.
You know, when a girl wears heels, it shows their ass off. It's fantastic.
It shows her, I mean, when I wear heels, well, these are boots, but, you know, it shows my calves and look at those veins.
Yeah.
So
do a video on leggings for me. Just for me. Just do that for me.
I will.
So where can everybody find you? Oh, wait a second. Hold on. There's a couple things I got to get to. I almost forgot here. So I told you I was at the dinner. I'm sorry. I was at Hanukkah dinner with my friends. And they were talking to me
with the
mail order bride.
Yep.
So anyone listens to the show, and this will be like Greek to you. You won't know what I'm talking about.
I'm Greek.
Are you? Okay,
yeah,
well, then you'll understand. So CJ, and everyone's listening to the show that knows CJ is. CJ is always like the girl that Rob was supposed to marry but didn't happen. So CJ,
the one that got away?
The one that got away. Okay. So CJ gets married. And at random, this comes up at dinner last night with my best friends and their family. And they go, wait a second. Did this person and that person go to CJ's wedding? I'm like, yeah, they did. It still pisses me off. They're like, 7 years later, it still pisses you off. I'm like, yeah.
Aww.
They should have never went to the goddamn wedding. And you guys know goddamn well who I'm talking about. And I'm not going to say their names, but when they listen to this podcast, they watch it. They know who I'm talking about. And my friend's sister's husband agreed with me. Listen, guys, you guys should have never went to the wedding. It still pisses me off. It'll always still piss me off. And I will still bring it up randomly at Hanukkah dinners at my friend's house in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. I was still pissed about it. I had to get that out. I had it in my notes. I saw it here. I had to get to that.
Drink to that.
We'll drink to that. They should have went to the goddamn wedding.
I don't know. Just supporting you.
It's a they said, Rob, how many marriages are you currently waiting out? There's like three, but that one I'm still waiting out because I still think her husband's an asshole. And again, don't care who sees it, who watches it. Don't really care. This is the Rob V Show, and I can do whatever the hell that I want. So, anyway, where can everybody find you?
I guess my link tree, which is Kindy Legs. Probably the best way to find me is to follow me on Instagram, which is Sweet Muscle 2021. It is a private account, so they have to ask to, you know, be accepted. Mm-hmm. I can give you my email, which is quadsup1@gmail.com. That's quadsup1@gmail.com. OnlyFans, Kindy Legs, XXX. And I think, yeah, if you follow Sweet Muscle 2021, I think that you can even if you don't follow me, you can click on and find my link tree.
Okay.
And that gives you all my links, sessions, OnlyFans, clips for sale, Sex Panther,
all that fun stuff.
I just got my hands in.
So we wanted to show down the same way. What have you learned on the program? Have you learned anything?
I learned that you have Hanukkah dinner.
Mm-hmm. Even though I'm a Roman Catholic Italian, but my friends are...
You're not Jewish?
No, I'm Italian. But my friends have Hanukkah dinner. Jews are like Italians, but yeah, so I have Hanukkah dinner.
I learned that... don't give a... Well, I already knew this, but I love this about you. Don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks.
No.
If you're making yourself happy and you're not hurting anybody... Do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
If somebody's going to hate, they have a boring life.
Exactly.
And don't give a shit about what anybody else thinks, really. Just live your life. And also, it's okay to show your tits on camera and show more than that if you're comfortable with that.
We love that on the program. We love that.
Just be your fucking self. And that's just all it's about. And so the other thing is if people... don't like you and they're watching your show, thank you for being another viewer.
Oh, there's a lot of people that watch your show that hate me.
So that's what I'm saying. And so if like someone's like, oh, what's Candy doing? Let me sub to her page. Thank you for subbing.
I love the DMs that I get. They just crack me up. It's like, your show sucks. No one listens. How do you get those girls on? I'm like, I'm having more fun than you are.
Exactly.
So it really doesn't matter. I've learned that you like to role play.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned you like to be in control.
I love to be in control.
Except on the Rob V show. You're not in control. But that's good. I've learned that you had fun in Philly.
Yeah, Philly's awesome.
You got to come back and hang out. Apparently, she thinks that I pour watered down martinis. That whole thing is
like,
vodka.
There's fucking ice in there.
Yeah, you need a cold martini. Who wants to drink a warm martini?
True.
As my great friend Dobbs.
I love that you asked what I like to drink, though, because well,
that's what
knows.
I do. I ask all the girls what
like
I drink.
Some Tito's.
My great friend Dobbs at Phil's Tavern in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Dobbs, hope you heal up soon. But as Dobbs says at Phil's, who makes the best martini on the planet, one is never enough. Two is just right. Three is too many.
Wait, one tequila, two tequila, three tequila,
well,
four.
I'm just talking about their martinis.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. There was a shirt that. Yeah. They sell good martinis?
Oh, yeah. If I'm not doing this show, these are the only places you can find me.
What's the place called?
Phil's Tavern. It's okay. About 15 minutes from here. It's a awesome. Great fucking restaurant, great bar. It's been around for over 30 years. But here's the places you'll find Rob V if you can't find me on this podcast. Either A, from May to August, I'm coaching the Norgwen Packers in the Perky River Valley Twilight League. I'm either at Double Visions or I'm either at the Lilas or I'm at Phil's Tavern. So those are the three places that you can find Rob Valivas. It's not hard to find me.
Oh, and I forgot my Clips for Sale
stores. For sale.
But name is Candyland.
So go get those clips. Is there role-playing clips on that?
There's role-playing. Ooh. There's a bunch of
go
different
subscribe.
Things. Yes.
Go check it out.
So check it out. I've got everything on there, and this has been a blast.
I'm glad you came to hang out.
You didn't even make me flex my quads.
You can flex them. Well, that's just not my thing. I just like having you here. You were fun. You had a good time.
So I gave you the sizzle, not the steak.
You gave me the sizzle, not the steak. So for the 437th time, in the words of my brother, Assistant Chief Zach Valivas, of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, two wrongs don't make a right. They make an even. And as always, the great Big Daddy Graham takes us out singing the world-famous Action News theme song. Good night, everybody.
It's time to turn on Action News. It's the goofiest show in town. It's time to turn on Action News. Move closer to your world, my friend. Take a little bit of time. All it takes is a half an hour. To freak you out with all the crime. Stuff is going down strike again. There's a crash on 95. There's a fire down in Kensington. Geez, that's a real surprise. Andy Weber says it's on a snow.